I can probably manage with just having some backlog content and then I can easily post for the day, like just communicate with the team because I can work from my phone. The more I thought about it, the more I'm like, that's really just
That's asking a lot
unrealistic.
of
And
yourself.
it is. I don't want to have to think about work, especially for the first couple weeks. And
the world has changed so much. Everything's online and everyone's attention span has shortened. Instagram, TikTok is now the way we communicate.
Hi, I'm Margaret.
And I'm Stetson, the mother-daughter team at Everything Envy.
Former professional home organizers turned content creators.
In this podcast, we talk about the behind the scenes of our growing business and how we figure out how to navigate through the constant changes in social media.
Welcome to the Everything Envy podcast. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome back, welcome back, Margaret and Stetson. So happy to have you here.
Happy to have you back. Happy to be back in your listening ears.
Yes, hopefully you've been enjoying the interviews we've done. It's been fun to see some newer people like send us DMs and they're listening to the podcast. So it's always fun.
I know, that's so fun to hear.
Yeah.
And our friend Amy that we always talk about on Abide. Or Abide Collect or Abide Outsourcing. They got a new client out of someone who listens to our podcast all the time. I'm so excited. Yeah.
So excited. Yeah. So we're just, what's the latest? The latest is 37 weeks pregnant.
That's one of the latest news. We got the nursery all done, hung the last little things on the wall.
Yeah.
Got his closet set up. So baby room is ready. Master bedroom area is ready, getting ready for baby.
Yes, I just need to pack my hospital bag and finish my birth plan, and that should be it. But I'm going to film a video for my hospital bag, and so I've been waiting. There was a package that got lost from Amazon, and that was one other thing I forgot to do today. So I think that was my last computer thing, but I need to request a refund because it's just lost. Like, it's lost somewhere in Grants Pass, and
I
so
I feel like I need to go.
I reordered those things last night because I was like, okay, I've waited long enough. It's not coming.
I feel like I ordered some things or Mike ordered some things a while ago. And I need to go back and look and see if those orders
if
are
it actually
coming.
Got.
Yeah, because we've had a lot of things where I have had to call or I had to get on the phone with someone over there at Amazon to cancel it because it doesn't give me the option to cancel it on the computer.
Oh, yeah. If you wait long enough, you can just request a refund and go through the chat.
And
like, I haven't had to call. You can call, but I'm not going to call.
Oh, I haven't tried going through the chat because
that's
usually
the best way to do it because it takes forever to call people.
That's true. Of course, I have been lucky because there's an option right there to you can call an agent or you want to get a phone call. And then as soon as you push send, it like calls you immediately and there's
that's
somebody
nice.
Right there.
Yeah.
So we work it out and they're usually friendly and they get it all worked out. But it's just a weird thing because it's been happening often.
Yeah. Anyways, just getting that done. Trying to get as many things done as I can, which we can talk about today of how I am going to maternity leave sort of stuff. Because it
affects the business.
Yeah.
Why?
Obviously.
Yes. It affects.
And I've never, the longest period that I've taken off was for my wedding, and that was probably 8 days, I think, that I actually was like off my phone.
Off.
I, you know, pre-recorded. I think it was 8 to 10 days worth of content because I was like, I really want to be present. That was the longest time I've ever taken off. And every single day for the past 3 years, I've been posting content for us. So, or longer.
Yeah, recording new and posting new content.
Yeah, but we'll dive into maybe my plan. And I think it will help us in the long run, honestly, and probably help me because it's like forcing me to look at content a little bit differently. So we'll talk about that today. But before we do, we went to a little influencer event, which we wanted to talk about a little
bit. Yes, yes. So some of you have heard of Harry and David.
Yeah.
Harry and David has been known for their pears. Like, that's where they started. But they also have a lot of other goodies and baked goods. And they're located in Southern Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got invited to their 90th anniversary celebration dinner.
So they gifted for the baby shower, which was so great. They gifted a bunch of food, like from like chocolate covered strawberries to obviously fruit and their sister company or
Yeah, Wolfman's Bakery.
Wolfman's Bakery gave a bunch of stuff. There were cakes. There was, I mean, it was just, they gave so much stuff.
It was quite a full table of food. And people loved it. Your guests ate a lot of that food, or like most of it. There were cheesecakes. There was baklava.
Oh, yeah.
And along with, we had our yogurt parfait with Bear Naked granola, but most of it was Harry and David food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was sort of our introduction to sort of, you know, kind of working with them and just like building that relationship. And then shortly after the baby shower, they, or right before, or maybe before, right, when we were talking before. To them,
yeah,
they had invited us to the event. And I was like, oh, well, this is perfect. Like, I think it was actually, yeah, sometime in March. Cause I was like, yes, we will go as long as baby's not here. And I'm like, I'm assuming he wouldn't be there, but this is like the only influencer event I can even go to right now, because obviously I'm not traveling. So they invited us to go, and it was at a gorgeous vineyard.
Right, at Danson Vineyard in Jacksonville. And technically there was, Medford, but it's basically like Jacksonville.
Yeah, there was 40 people. Mm-hmm. I guess some of it was paid attendees, and then a lot of the people like flew in from Harry and David, like the owner of Harry and David was there. We met the social media, head of social media, marketing. We met someone from their PR team, someone else from their marketing team. And just a lot of really important people in the community.
Yeah, local politicians. Like there was a county commissioner there from Jackson County. There was the president of the Chamber of Commerce was there. And then somebody who is a big, well, she probably has a lot of titles in the city of Medford, but she was overseeing the organization of the Pear Blossom Parade and Festival, which is a huge festival. I don't know. I feel like that's been going like 35, 40 years. And she spoke on that a little bit. So yeah, a lot of fun, important people.
So we were sort of invited as their influencers to go. Like there was no other influencers there. So it was us, but it was a gorgeous dinner.
We
shared some little sneak previews on our stories this past weekend. But
funny thing about that is we got a text from Michaela through Emily. I think maybe she connected us. Michaela is one of the staff members of Harry and David, and she actually lives in the area. And so she met us there at the bottom just so she could introduce us to people. So she met us at the bottom of the parking area. We walked up the hill to the beautiful venue and she introduced us to some people. But she was saying that the last influencers they had knew nothing really about Harry and David.
Yeah.
And how it was kind of awkward for them because they really didn't know anything. And here for us, I mean, you grew up with Harry and David.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just always had their fruit and shopped in their shop and their stores like a grocery store.
Moose Munch.
Mm-hmm. A lot of memories for the things that they have. And the fruit, like the chocolate covered fruits that they have, the berries, blueberries, cherries. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So everything down from like, it was a 3-course meal, but there was like 2 appetizers before.
Mm-hmm.
3 appetizers?
There were 3 appetizers.
3 appetizers before. It was a wine, obviously it was at a vineyard, so it was like a wine, you know, dinner pairing. Obviously you and I did not partake in that. You don't drink wine. You're allergic to it. And obviously I can't drink wine right now. So that was, you know, the whole, so each course had a different wine to go with it. And they would bring out the wine person.
Yeah.
They're what do they called call something. That?
Yeah,
I don't know.
There's a name for
that. They would explain the notes and the why they chose this wine, you know, to go with the dinner. So it was sort of that experience.
The chef would come out and talk about the course.
So each dish had something from Harry and David in each dish.
Yeah.
So one of them was like the chili oil. Another one was like maybe the cheese. And, you know, different
things. The
dessert
had the lime curd.
The lime curd. Mm-hmm. So that was really fun. They put together like a custom menu and the tables were gorgeous. It was gold and flower, these beautiful flower bouquets. There's, you know, gold silverware.
It was so
everyone had
elegant.
A custom little custom glass that said gold and clear champagne glass that said a little 90th anniversary.
And then the little marker hanging from the bottom of each glass. A little keepsake that you can make a necklace out of or something, you know, and that's also said the same.
And they gifted a bunch of 90th limited anniversary. Like, I don't think they sell that stuff. Maybe I don't
think
know.
So. I but, think the apron, I have seen that
yeah,
particular
maybe they
apron,
sell the apron.
But it doesn't have the embroidery of the 90th anniversary.
Yeah.
It just says Harry and David on
so
it.
So they gave us the apron. They gave us 90th anniversary truffles. They gave us chocolate pears, which I actually did eat some of it last night.
Was it good?
The chocolate's very good.
I haven't eaten mine yet. And we got to take home some lime curd.
Lime curd. We got to take home the champagne flute that we just mentioned. Obviously a gold pear, but it was like a pear that hasn't been released yet, and wrapped in the right. traditional Harry and David.
Special pear.
Yeah. And so they gifted a goodie bag full of things, like
truffles,
our tables were full.
Chocolate truffles. Yeah.
Yeah. And they were so nice. Obviously, we explained before that neither of us are drinking. So they gave us special drinks and were
and
very
a fun
accommodating.
mocktail.
Yeah, fun mocktail.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice that they were accommodating for that. But it was super nice. And all the people, we ended up sitting across from two of the people in the PR and marketing agency at Harry David. And so it was really fun to talk to those. It was two women.
It was
They're
really
super
fun.
Nice.
It was like just girl time.
Yeah, just girl time. And it was just really fun. And I'm glad we got to go.
I'm kind of
oh, and you won one of the bouquets.
Oh,
off
I did.
The...
I had the little sticker on the bottom of my lime curd.
Yeah, they said at the end, if you turn over your lime curd, if you have a sticker on it, you got to take home a bouquet.
I got a
so
sticker
you got
of a
one
pair.
Of them.
I did. So I get home and it was kind of late because we didn't leave until probably 9:15, 9:30.
Oh, yeah, we got back like 10 something.
Yeah. So I come in and I would sit down. I was telling Mike about it. And I said, you know, it's kind of cool. We didn't have to get ready in a hotel room. We didn't have to like fly to go somewhere
yeah.
to go to this event. We're sleeping in our own beds. So it was, and it was so fun because maybe because of that. And because we're in our own community, so to speak, even though we're in the neighboring county, it just felt so relaxing. Like we didn't have to be on.
Mm-hmm.
Like all these other events we go to, we're on.
Mm-hmm.
This felt different. This one felt really homey. And
yeah.
then the owner of the company.
Yeah, I was going to say, he was so nice.
He was so nice. His Jim McCann, and it was just ironic to that because he kept calling me, introducing me as his cousin.
Yeah.
This is my cousin, Margaret, because he has a sister, Margaret McCann. But because of his attitude and how he likes to hire women, I love that. Like we finally got some good, you know, strong women in positions that needed to be filled. And he's just so supportive of everybody. And it trickles down through the whole company,
mm-hmm.
all the way down. There was someone who manages their cooling room, their cooling facilities, because there's a real art to handling the pears so that they ripen at the right time. And he was there with his wife, but everybody just trickled down from the top, domino effect. It was so nice. So nice to get to know the back end of the company.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that have been there for, you know, 20 plus years. And that's
yeah.
when you know it's like, you know, good
yeah.
company to work with. I think the two ladies that we sat across from, I think they were newer, maybe within the last couple of years or so. But
I think so. They were new.
But yeah, it was fun. So that was really good. Really happy that we got to do that and just really nice of them to invite us. And
yeah.
It's a great relationship for us to have because obviously they're local. So it's like a very big company that we already love that we can hopefully continue to collaborate on
yes.
with
oh, yeah.
throughout the year.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
In
so that was really fun.
Way.
So we did that and that was really great. And it was
our
a
one
fun
event. We did our
last event
for the year.
Before baby comes. Anyway, so yeah, thinking about like maternity leave type stuff, it's kind of been an interesting thing for me to think about. I think I finally have a good system for it. And maybe you can take notes on your own content, but the past couple of podcasts we've been talking about, you know, reusing a lot of our old content and repurposing. And so what I realized, because I'm like, it's very hard for me to feel caught up in this type of work because like I filmed 5 new videos last week, you know, and I just want to post all 5 of them like this week. Like I want that all of our content to be new. So,
yes.
Which makes it hard to get ahead. Like I would have to film 30 videos, but even still, like if I'm planning for an unknown date, I don't know when this date is going to happen, then I'm going to not be able to do my normal recording and work.
Yeah.
It's hard to plan for.
Because they're, yeah. Because you can't.
No, I can't be like, okay, on April 20th, you know, great, I have enough content. It's just very hard. And again, we've been posting more videos too. Like I don't always post twice a day, but if I have it in the time to schedule one for later, I'll use the Instagram reel scheduling tool, which I've been using recently. I don't know if you knew, but you can schedule your reels, which is very nice. You can have it. You just go in the app like you normally do. And then if you go to advanced settings, there's a button that says schedule reel, and you can schedule it for later that day. You can select the specific time or schedule it for weeks later, whatever you want to do. So that's been really cool.
That's been really helpful.
Super
then.
Helpful. Yeah. Cause then if I know I can, you know, if I have some extra time to plan a video, I can just schedule it for 4. Cause we normally post 10 a.m. ish and then 4 if I'm going to post another video. And then I can just schedule it out and I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
So
you can do both at once.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Both of them in the morning, then you're done. And then you know, second video is going up.
Yeah. So that's been kind of nice. But I've been trying to figure out the best way to go about it, because originally I was like, you know, I can probably manage with just having some backlog content and then I can easily post for the day, like just communicate with the team because I can work from my phone.
Yeah.
But the more I thought about it, the more I'm like, that's really just unrealistic.
Asking a lot of yourself.
It is. Because I'm like, I don't want to have to think about work, like especially for the first couple weeks. And
no,
it's just, I obviously have my phone for Voxer and things like that. Like, it's not like I'm not going to be on it, but me having to think about captions and it's just not.
And the beauty of where we are now with the business is that you don't have to. And you have all this content that you've discovered in your phone too, hundreds of videos that you have in there. And even just like granting access, like worst case scenario, just granting access to some of the team members that they can just go in and pick and choose. Like Luke could go in and pick and choose and pull out and make a reel and post it. And it would look fabulous because of all the work you've done in the past.
Yeah, that's what I realized too, of like, we have luckily InShot, which is the video editing app that I use to edit all of our reels. Luckily, it saves all of your videos that you've downloaded on InShot in one folder on your phone. So all the videos I've ever done on InShot is saved. And we have, I think it's like 1500 videos. Obviously some of them are like super old, but starting up from mid 2022, like early to mid 2022, we have some amazing like videos that I'm happy to repost. And so, and some of them do amazingly well and some of them do not great, but I'm like,
but that's the nature of the beast.
It's the nature of the beast anyway. I just posted a new video today. I thought it was going to do really well. It's not doing that great. But the algorithm has been so weird recently. It's been so weird. There's videos that 3 weeks later that will start blowing up again, just like the old algorithm. So
it's so weird.
It's annoying. But anyway, so what I've been doing and has been very, very helpful is just going back on that InShot app, like folder where all those videos are being saved, and I've just been going through and like looking through the videos and first off cutting and saving them and uploading them to a folder for our team, which we'll do a podcast on of how we're keeping ourselves organized with our team. But then I can go in and just, great, this is a great video to download. I'll maybe cut it a little, or I'll, you know, split it up into a few different videos. I've been experimenting again with longer and shorter videos, so I'm trying to figure out again what's working.
I've seen some other influencers, like one that we follow that's got like 2.4 million followers, and I see she's putting longer videos.
And so I just reposted an old one, 10 Amazon travel finds you'll find in our suitcase, which is a 25 second video. So I'm curious to see how that works. So but it's been great, because my plan is basically I'm going to plan out hopefully 3 weeks of content that will already have the captions done, the, you know, the hashtags, like I'll type them out. I'll have them any chat word. That way our team can just like copy and paste that into Instagram, and the video obviously done, and just have sort of like a Google sheet of like, whenever I go into labor, these videos will start.
That's the starting date.
And then I'll have hopefully, you know, 3 weeks worth. A minimum I want to do two, but
you're putting the details, like the hashtags you would use.
Yeah, I'm going to. I haven't done it yet, but
that's your.
I've been going through our old content and at least organizing some. So that's my plan, is to do the caption, with the hashtags, like everything, like you're writing on a normal caption. That way they can just copy and paste it. And any links, you know, that to the product that Luke might need. I'm sure if it was an old video, he could easily find it.
I'm sure he could, yeah.
But I'm just going to make it as easy as possible and just... Yeah.
Well, it also helps, I feel like, it helps your own brain to like think it through when you're going to be as thorough as you can.
Yeah.
And then you'll know that everything's there. You made it easy for them, but also it helps you process to make sure that you have everything.
Exactly. And then I don't have to worry about. Yeah.
Then you can relax.
Yeah. So I'm not going to obviously date the videos. I'm just going to have like a starting point of when these videos are going to start.
From here on out, you just start with this one and then.
And hopefully I can plan to a day. I feel like, you know, Monday through Friday or whatever. I feel like because we're reposting so much old content, it should be fairly easy for me to do. But obviously it will take a lot of time to do. But I think in the long run, obviously it's going to be great because then I really don't have to think about work at all. I'll keep an eye on our, you know,
of course,
Slack and things like that.
And
yeah. And I'll look at sales. I'll, you know, check my email. Like I'll have downtime, but then I don't have to worry about the content piece.
Right.
But I think it will drastically help just me in the long run of like thinking of ways that I can be more planned ahead because I need to be.
Because lately it's just been fly by the seat of your pants because you can.
Yeah, exactly. And like this morning, normally I'm like, oh, I had, you know, footage, new footage from last week. Let me edit this real quick. And then that's the video of the day. Like that's been fine. But if I'm able, if this system works and I'm able to stay more ahead, who knows? I could plan out, you know, at least be 2 weeks ahead of content all the time. And then I don't have to worry about daily writing of the caption or posting or anything like that.
Yeah. So I think that's ideal.
Definitely.
I think that's a good place to be.
And then when I can come and record new content, you know, I'm there. If I cannot, that's definitely helped take the pressure off a lot for me is like not feeling like I have to record new content all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think I still have 3 or 4 new videos that I haven't posted yet that I recorded last week. And then I have a list of 12 that I want to do before baby's here.
Before baby's
hopefully.
Here.
Well, but again, whatever I get done, I'm going to get done.
Yeah.
And if I go into labor tomorrow and none of this is planned out,
it's all going to work out.
It's all going to work out.
Another part of this.
I can only be as much planned as I can.
That's right. And another factor into this, I know that when you're making videos, you also do a lot of shopping ahead of time and you plan way ahead.
Oh,
so that
yeah.
The product's here so that when you're going to do the video, everything's here. So all that will also kind of go away for a little while.
Definitely.
If you're repurposing old videos,
exactly.
You don't have to worry about ordering product and getting it shipped and where is it? Why isn't it here? You know, because and reordering, all that stuff that goes along behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in this kind of work.
Opening packages. What's here? Yeah.
Making sure it's all here. Yeah. That's a big part.
Doing a lot of research on products.
Mm-hmm. And you do all that. So,
yeah.
But because the products that are in the archives right now are still valid and still interesting.
Oh, totally.
It's
like some of the videos
what
that
it was for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've reposted, you know, I've done just as good as the new videos. And obviously I want to continue to do new content, but these videos are 2 years old. We had 300,000 followers then. Like,
yeah,
no one has seen these videos that are following us. And if they have,
I don't even know if we had 300 when you first started.
People's
attention
spans are so short.
You could post something last week and they would not realize it's the same.
And
damn
I've
video
been experimenting
that
with that too to see will the algorithm pick it up again? Like, is it, you know, worth doing?
Yeah.
So it's been nice to realize, because I was worried about it, of just how I was going to feel planned. Because like I said, whenever I do new videos, I want to post the new video. So it's hard to like feel caught up.
It's like giving somebody that gift.
Yeah. And recording content, like I can only do so much in a day. Like, you know, it's.
Especially with the funky weather.
The weather has been a nightmare. That's been the trickiest part because I want to make sure that the weather's good when I film. So I haven't been able to film on the days that I've been hoping to because it's been so dark and gloomy, which is not good for videos. I can film in our bathroom in the master bath, or just in the NV bathroom
because it
on gloomy days
enough.
Because those are the bright lights. But other than that,
forget it.
Yeah.
Not worth it.
So that's sort of my plan, which will be nice. So in a perfect scenario, I'd have 3 weeks planned out, all the hashtags, captions on a Google sheet. Whenever I'm like, hey, in labor, our team will start those videos. We'll have a shared iCloud with the cover photo and the video. So they'll know, you know, they can easily have that. And then obviously, luckily because of Amy, our company is very well systemized and planned out in terms of stories always get up every day. I don't have to worry about stories. Don't have to worry about broadcasts or Facebook or emails or blogs or
right. Because Beth is also due at the same time, our team member Beth, we're also getting ahead of the game on blogs and emails. So she's cranking those out and we're getting them edited and then they're just stockpiling as well.
Yeah.
So we'll keep to our system, but that way she doesn't have to, even though they have somebody that's coming on staff to take care of all the social media and all the VA kind of stuff, she doesn't have to worry about the blogs. Mm-hmm. Neither does a new team member that's stepping in for Beth while she's on maternity leave. Won't have to worry about the blogs or the emails because she's getting those set up and scheduled. All the others have to do is just publish.
Exactly. And add maybe a few things that copy here and there. But yeah, we'll have all of that planned out through June. So obviously that's been a little bit more work because today I was just a lot more because we send out content every other week for blogs, but now we're like, okay, two blogs a week, let's get this done.
Yeah.
Through emails and things, but obviously it's going to pay off in the long run to have all of it.
And it's great that Amy has the system for it. She's got our Asana mm-hmm. calendar beautifully managed and it's so systematic. Everybody knows what they have to do. And then we just do it.
Yep.
And then it's getting done. And I feel so good about having all of that done, especially with you going on maternity leave. We don't know what baby's going to be like in his personality. And, you know, it's like if you need longer maternity leave or you're just not able to film for a while.
Yeah.
Things will get done.
Yeah.
Just communicating with the team. They know us so well, too. They do things for us all the time that we don't even know they're doing that are great.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel so good about where we are. Mm-hmm. all those systems have been put in place.
Exactly. Yeah. And the ads have been really great to run too. That's sort of taking the pressure off too. Right now we're running one for $100 a day. And we'll put in $100 and I think the past few days it's been like 400. So we're making 300, but it's three times what we're spending.
Yeah. So we're making money.
But it's been anywhere from $400 to $700 that we're making off that ad. So that's been nice as well, because as the algorithm ebbs and flows, you'll have good days and you'll have bad days. But the nice thing about that ad is it's let us consistently have days that I'm happy with.
Without doing anything.
Yeah. Cause there's a minimum amount that I want to be at every day. And when it drops below that, it's hard not to feel the pressure of I need to get our sales up again. So having that ad running, obviously we're spending money on it, but we're making way more than we're spending, has been really helpful to just keep our sales even,
yes,
not let them drop super, low. And
it helps keep things consistent,
especially with the weird algorithm right now.
The algorithm's all over the place and not just for us.
Oh, it's everyone. And there's been so many glitches recently.
I know.
Just in general.
It was down,
again.
Well,
yeah.
Earlier in the week, it was down and funky.
And then Beth, today was saying it was being weird for her and it was fine for me, but it's just super glitchy recently for us. I think it's partially because our account's so big, which doesn't help. And we're running all the many chats behind the scenes and there's just always Brandon opened my, he randomly grabbed my, or I was on Instagram and he randomly opened Instagram on my phone for some reason, because it was a new time. But you know, when you open Instagram and you see the notifications, it's it always says 100, 100, 100,
yes,
to the max out. He's like, is this what you see every time? I'm like, yeah, it always says 100, 100, 100. And then he went to our notifications and he was just scrolling through them. And it was 3 seconds ago, 2 seconds ago, just thousands,
thousands,
just endless, five
thousands
minute
of notifications come
responses. And he's like, wow, that's funny. but yeah, I feel good about it. And like I said, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm hoping, I need one more week, a full week
mm-hmm.
to get all this stuff done. I have a lot of stuff to do, but.
But then you'll feel good about.
You'll feel good about work and it will be planned out. And I'll hopefully, you know, like I said, I have 12 videos that I have product for that I want to film. If I don't get to them all, that's okay. But I tried to make them as easy as possible to film. So I'm going to be doing that. And then I'll trickle in the new videos with a lot of repost videos. Mm-hmm. And so I will probably, my goal is to have like 3 new videos a week, minimum 2. But again, the rest of them, they're amazing videos. And they haven't been posted for 2 years, a year.
And they're going to be 6 months new. Ago. They're going to be new to hundreds of thousands of eyes.
Yeah. And if they don't perform, you know, well, hey, there's 50,000 more people that saw our product and clicked the link. There's 100,000 people. Some of them have been doing extremely well.
Yeah. No, I feel like, I feel like Baby is doing some really good things.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's forcing me to think about work completely different than I would never think about before.
Yeah.
So I think in the long run, it's going to help a lot of just after this period of when all that content is backlogged, thinking about how I can maybe schedule out my days better. Maybe I have a planning day where I go through and I plan the next 2 weeks of content. And then maybe I'll have a recording day where I can come in and
just
film some videos.
Like you used to do early on when you were working around organizing jobs and moving jobs.
Exactly.
You used to have one day where you just film 5 videos and then you wouldn't have to do it the rest of the week.
Yeah. And just seeing, just what else I can cut out. So I think it will be really good in the long run. And we'll see how the system works. Because now that we have this team, I mean, there's nothing that they can't do really other than record content.
And they do things better than we do, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, they just do it so well.
Yeah. Even like our stories, like obviously I'll pop on and, you know, do PR unboxings or say hi or do some personal stories here and there. But all the stories that you see us post with the links and the engagement, all that, that's just our team posting.
Mm-hmm.
And Beth's been amazing. Our sister right now, because she's going on maternity, as you said, maternity leave. But she's organizing an Asana calendar for our new assistant with ideas for stories for each day. So that way that new assistant can just go on and pick that category and post stories. So I don't have to worry about that either.
Yeah. And Beth and Amy have been through so much of the hard knocks experience that we've gone through, like experimenting with different aspects of the stories and what's too much, what's too little. And also they've been on the journey with us. So they know like already what to do and all the little details.
Yeah. So I feel very good moving forward with it.
So they'll train the new gal really, really thoroughly.
Yes. So we're on baby watch. In terms of podcasts, we're going to pre-record some. We have a few interviews scheduled, but we're also going to just pre-record some episodes that on some topics that we've been, you know, really excited to chat about. So the podcast will still continue. I think the one thing that will probably drop off is just the Amazon Live piece, because that's just not our top priority. But again, we're just going to be flexible and see how it goes.
Yeah, exactly.
And play it by ear for that. Mm-hmm. So lots of exciting things.
Thanks for listening to the Everything Envy podcast.
If you love this episode, then please take a moment and give it a 5-star review and share it with your friends.
And if you're not yet following Everything Envy on social media, all the links and our favorite business resources are waiting for you in the show notes for this episode.
Until next time, have an amazing day.